COVID-19 closed down the March primary election, and lawmakers extended the absentee ballot deadline to late April. Voter rights groups are asking state lawmakers to reform voting laws now to avoid confusion before the November election. But they're not necessarily on the same page when it comes to which reforms should be made. There's bipartisan legislation pending before Ohio lawmakers that would make changes to the voting process. It calls for simplification and consolidation. But that last point concerns David Pepper, chair of the Ohio Democratic Party.
Consolidation is a red flag for much more crowded polling locations and long lines.
Pepper fears there won't be enough voting machines at enough polling places, a problem that led to many minority voters and students being unable to cast ballots in the 2004 election. Pepper says changes made after that mandated ratios for electronic machines based on the number of voters. Now he fears the legislation being considered will undo that ratio requirement. The ACLU of Ohio's Gary Daniels says his group has worked with other voter rights groups to come up with recommendations they've sent to Ohio's leaders. Daniels says the group wants to ensure any legislative reforms make it easier, not harder, to vote.
One of them is for voters to have ballots sent to them, postage paid, so that they don't have to first request them, then wait for those to get sent to them, then fill it out, and then send it back. Because what we found in the primary was that it was a cumbersome, time-consuming process.
I don't see that happening, Joe.
That's Jen Miller with the Ohio League of Women Voters. She's not against that idea, but she says there are some changes that could make the process easier.
Everyone gets an application. It's prepaid. Postage for the application and the ballot. Also, you can apply online, and we do want both of those.
And those provisions are included in the new bill. But Aaron Ackerman with the Ohio Association of Elections Officials says the legislation does seek to change the deadline for requesting a ballot.
There's an element of Ohio law that allows people to request an absentee ballot all the way up until Saturday before the election. And, you know, that's just, if you request a ballot that late in the game, what we found is, you know, you just, again, you know, the post office on a good day is not going to be able to get you your ballot and get you it in time to vote it and get it back to the Board of Elections or postmarked, you know, the day before.
For the extended March primary, many Ohioans dropped their ballots at boards of elections on election day because the ballots arrived too late to be returned. And Ackerman says the bill that calls for consolidation would not increase lines.
Really, what we're trying to do is utilize spaces that are going to be more conducive for social distancing. So we're not going to be able to vote in nursing homes and places like that where we have in the past. That's just not going to be practical this fall. So what we're really looking at is high school gymnasiums or, you know, shopping malls or you know, name a big place where people can space out. And that's really what we're talking about. And so what we've asked the legislature to do is just give us some tools that would free us up to be able to utilize those spaces.
Ackerman says the ratios on electronic machines are archaic, because most counties are now using optical scan machines anyway. Any reforms under consideration will need to pass the legislature soon. Ohio lawmakers will break for the summer in June and are not expected to come back before November. Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.